Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 18. Luke 18. While you're turning there, I'm going to begin reading in verse 9. But I was just thinking, as Brother Pat was reading and leading us in prayer, there's coming a day when all men are going to stand before God. The day of judgment. Everybody's going to be there. Everybody that's ever lived is going to be there. We'll all be at the judgment seat of Christ. In that day, how many, and the Lord only knows, shall say, "Oh my, if I had but one more time to hear the gospel, if I had one, if today wasn't today, I pray God have mercy today." Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 9 through verse 14. "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess.' And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." Two men, the scripture says, went to the temple to pray and to set forth in their minds their only acceptance before God. One of them was set forth as declaring his own merit and his own self-righteousness. The other one pleaded no merit in himself and sought acceptance before God totally according to God's mercy. Now this parable, which we've heard many times, the Lord was preaching. And as I looked at this parable, I thought, you know, how much better could it be for me, a preacher, than to take the Lord's outline? This was his message. This is the message he preached. And I would do well. I would do well to preach it. We'd all do well to hear it. He preached in parables. That's why he told his apostles, when they asked him, why do you do that? Why do you preach in these parables, Proverbs? He said, because it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And unto them it's not given. Not given to them. Well, here's a parable that our Lord preached And I want us to look at it for just a few minutes. I want us to look at who he spoke to. Verse 9 says, he spake this parable unto certain that trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. And the Lord knew it. He knew their hearts. He knew exactly what they were thinking. They trusted in themselves. And they hated others that weren't like them. I want us to look at the characteristic of those that trust in themselves. First of all, according to our Lord's message, they justify themselves in their own mind. Verse 9, the scripture says, he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. And they stood, the Pharisee stood. I'm sorry, verse 11. The Pharisee stood as they went up to pray, and he prayed thus with himself. God, and here's his characteristic. Here's the first characteristic of one that trusted in themselves. I thank thee that I am not as other men. You'll notice the word are there. If you have it in italics, it's italicized, not there. The are doesn't take away, but what he's saying is, I'm thankful that I'm not as other men. Well, how are other men? How are they? Well, turn over with me to Romans chapter 3. Romans 3. Let's just find out how other men are. How are they? I'm thankful that I am not as other men. Romans 3:10. Here's other men. As it is written, there's none righteous. No, not one. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. They're all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open grave. It's an open sepulcher. With their tongues, they've used deceit, deception. They're liars. The poison of asp is under their lips. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace, the Lord Jesus, they've not known. And there's no fear of God before their eyes. They don't respect God. Back in Luke 18, this Pharisee says, I thank you, God, that I'm not like other men. I'm not like they are. I'm not an extortioner. I don't take anything from anybody unjustly. Not even their character. I'm not unjust. I'm fair. I'm not a thief. I'm fair. And I'm faithful. Not an adulterer. I'll tell you this. I'm not a Romans 3 sinner. I'm not one. Every believer I know is. But he's not. Secondly, they justify themselves compared to other men. They justify themselves in their own mind, then they compare themselves to other men. I'm not, verse 11, as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. Those that trust in themselves that they're righteous. They take the lowest form of humanity in their mind that they can find. And then they find fault with that lowest form to them. And say, I tell you what, I'm glad I'm not like that. You'll catch me taking drugs. You're not going to catch me doing all that stuff. But for the grace of God, there is no depth to what any of us would sink. There is no depth. You say, I tell you what, I've never committed adultery. Maybe not outwardly. I'm not unjust. Maybe just hadn't been caught. But I can tell you for a fact, there's nobody in this room or in any other room today that's not guilty. I'm not like that. I'm not like that publican right there. They measure themselves. Turn to 2 Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 12. 2 Corinthians 10, 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. The Apostle Paul says this, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, they're not wise." You know, a man that trusts in himself that he's righteous, he compares himself to himself. Man, I measure up pretty good. I haven't really found myself doing anything wrong, to be honest with you. Well, not that bad. Third characteristic is that they call upon the Lord. In their heart, they call upon the Lord to bear witness to their self-righteousness. Again, back in Luke 18, verse 11. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank Thee that I'm not as other men are." They'll stand with respect to themselves, measuring themselves by themselves, and then will arrogantly approach God in their so-called prayer to bear witness to the fact that they're right. In that foolish, dead heart, they think that Almighty God is pleased with them. An unbeliever, one that trusts in himself that he's righteous, trusts in his works, he is convinced in his heart that he's right before God. And he'd call God to give a test to it, that the Lord would agree with him. "God, I thank you. I thank you that I'm not as other men are. And I thank you, Lord, that you agree with me. I thank you that I've settled this thing with you." Fourthly, they trust all of their righteousness to be summed up with the external. Back in verse 11, boy, I tell you, that verse 11, he said a whole lot exposing himself. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank you that I'm not as other men are. I'm not an extortioner. I'm not unjust. I'm not an adulterer. I'm not like this publican right here. And I'll tell you what I do. I fast twice in the week. I deprive myself to make myself to be submissive, to prove my submissiveness unto you. I fast twice in the week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. But you know the problem is that a man doesn't see his heart. Fasting. I fast twice in the week. Turn to Matthew 6:16. Matthew 6, verse 16. Matthew 6:16. The Scripture sets forth. Matthew 6:16. Moreover, when you fast, when you deprive yourself, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I don't look too well this morning. I'm fasting. I'm honoring the Lord. Back in Luke 18, not only do they fast twice in the week, but they give tithes of all they possess. Again, in Matthew chapter 6, I should have just told you to hold your finger there. Matthew 6, look at verse 1 to 4. Matthew 6, 1, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. When thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Boy, that's secretive, isn't it? That thine alms may be in secret, that thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. When you do whatever you do, don't let the one on your left hand know what your right hand's doing. It's secret. It's secret. I don't want to know, and you don't need to know either. I know this. God's people, they're faithful people. They're giving people. They give. They give faithfully, cheerfully. They give in proportion to God's blessing. But they do it with discretion. Don't be as the Pharisees. I'm so glad that I'm not like this publican. I fast. I give. I'm not an extortioner. I'm fair. I'm faithful. The problem is that man that trusts in himself does not know his heart. Matthew 23. Matthew 23, verse 25. Matthew 23, 25. Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. For you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they're full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you're like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Self-righteous Pharisees, those that trust themselves. The Scripture says back in Luke 18, here's the last characteristic of our Lord's message. The Scripture says, They despised others. They despised others. They trusted in themselves that they were righteous and gave all of their credentials and all of their characteristics and all that they did. And here's the last point about them. They hate all that's not like themselves. You know who they hate? They hate true sinners. They hate sinners. They hate those that they say they're not like. They despised others, self-righteous Pharisees. They look down upon and have a contemptible attitude toward all who in their mind are not like them, sinners. Do you know the most comfortable thing that I can hear someone say is to admit what they really are in themselves? I know what I am. I know what I am. I in myself, as Paul the Apostle said, in my flesh, there dwells no good thing. Those that trust in themselves as being righteous are in their own mind so far above the filth of common humanity. They have this attitude according to Isaiah 65:5, "Stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I'm holier than thou." Do you want to know why God's people are hated by the world? It's because the world says, "I'm not like you. I'm not like you. I'm not a sinner." That's one that trusts in himself. He gives all of his credentials, and all of his credentials are bound up in himself. "I don't do this, and I do this. I'm not like you. I don't do what you do. I'm not made out of the same stuff you are. And Almighty God says that you are." Well, there was another man that was there that day back in Luke 18. Another man that the Scripture says was a publican. This publican, he was the, outwardly speaking, was the exact opposite of the Pharisee. Here's the Pharisee in all of his regalia, you know. You could tell a Pharisee by the way he dressed, you know. You didn't have to worry about what, you know, what he belonged to or who he was. He dressed like a Pharisee. All of his phylacteries and his, you know, the prayers and the symbols and all, you know. And he was a publican. He was a tax collector. He was a Jew that worked for the Roman government to gather taxes from other Jews. And by and large, I got thinking about that publican. From the accounts that we've read of the publicans, they were unjust. Now, they owed the Roman government just, you know, X amount of taxes. Here's what you've got to pay right here. But anything over and above that, that was their, you know, they just kind of took a little extra for themselves. So they were unjust. They were extortioners. They were cheaters. They were liars, and they were considered by the Jews to be the most worthless of all men. Oh, what a beautiful type of those that the Lord Jesus Christ came to save. Christ Jesus came into this world to save publicans, just like this man, just like this man. Worthless in himself. Unjust in himself. A liar in myself. This is me. You know, Matthew and Zacchaeus, you think about those two men. You know who they were? They were publicans. publicans. The Lord came, there was Matthew sitting at the table of custom there, and he had all of his stuff, all of his records and everything, and the Lord looked by, walked by and said to him, "Follow me. Follow me." And you know what Matthew did? He got up and left his stuff right there. Almighty God, in the day of God's power, moved on that man's heart. You know and I know, Matthew did not get up on his own accord. God Almighty imparted to that man power. And in the day of God's power, Matthew did just exactly what Zacchaeus did. Zacchaeus, a short fella, heard that the Lord Jesus was coming through Jericho, got up in a sycamore tree. Only reason Zacchaeus got up in that sycamore tree, he thought, was because he couldn't see. Publican. Publican. And he's up in that tree, and the Lord's walking right by, right under him. And as soon as the Lord got right under him, he stopped. And he looked up. And he said, "Zacchaeus, come down. For today, I must abide at your house." Oh my. Can you imagine the murmuring? He going home with that publican. That scum, that worthless, cheating, lying scum. But you know who the Lord said he was? He said, "This is the son of Abraham in mercy, in grace. This is one of the Lord's own." And I'm telling you, as soon as the Lord called him in power, you know what Zacchaeus said? He said, "Lord, I've been a cheat. I've been unjust. I'm an extortioner." He said, "All that I've cheated, I'm going to give them back fourfold." I heard Brother Henry say in a message, Carl, I think you remember this. He said, "You know what? God saves tightwads, but they don't stay that way." He said, "I'll give it back. I've cheated them." There was a publican that was standing, and the Scripture says this is his characteristic. We looked at the characteristics of the Pharisee. Prayed thus with himself, "I'm not unjust, I'm not like these, I'm not like that publican. I'm fair. I'm good. And here was the characteristics of that publican. The Scripture says in verse 13, "And the publican, he was standing afar off." It was one that knew that his sin had separated between him and his God. Here's the problem. In the publican's mind and heart, that God's already done something for him. Or he'd have never had this attitude right here. Isaiah 59:2. "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Your sins has hid His face from you, that He will not hear." Here's a publican standing afar off, and this is his attitude. And you that know him will say the same thing. I'm the prodigal. I'm the one. I left. I'm the one with a bad attitude. I'm the one that's not worthy. I'm not worthy to approach God. But then by the grace of God, that publican right there, just like that prodigal. I love this when he says, and he came to himself. He came to himself. How did he come to himself? God gave him a new heart. The Lord gave him a new spirit. He gave him a new mind. called him by his grace. He came to himself. The characteristic of a publican, a spiritual publican. He's standing afar off and knows he's the cause. He's conscious of his guilt and his shame. Verse 13 said he would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven. I deserve to look in the dirt. There's a man humbled and brought down. He was grieved. He smote upon his breast. This old rebellious heart is my problem. And fourthly, he did the only thing that he could do. He cried out for mercy. He couldn't say, I'm not unjust. He knew he was unjust in himself. He couldn't say, I'm not an extortioner. He knows he's an extortioner. What believer in this room today would say, I know I'm not a sinner? Well, I can tell you this then. The Lord didn't come save you. He came to save sinners. Sinners. God, before you listen to this prayer. Here's this whole prayer right here. Here's this whole prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, the Father. Lord, you who are the electing God. Lord, you who chose me in Christ before the foundation of the world, Ephesians 1:4. Lord, you who elected, chose, selected, set your affection upon me. God, the Son. You who are the redeeming God. Lord, you that lay down your life for the sheep. God, you, the Holy Spirit, in regenerating grace, that have called me out of darkness and sealed me by your power and grace, robed me in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, the only hope that I have is if you have mercy on me. I have nothing to offer you. I have nothing to offer you. Lord, be propitious to me. It says mercy. Be propitious. Lord, the only way that you can show mercy to this sinner is if you have been justly satisfied. Lord, if your law has been honored on my behalf. Lord, if I stand in Christ, and He is my federal head, and His righteousness has been imputed to me. Not my righteousness. I don't want to talk about my righteousness. My righteousness is as filthy rags. That's my righteousness. That will never be accepted by God. Lord, His righteousness to this sinner is all of my holiness before you. Lord, have mercy on me. And the only way that you can have mercy upon me is if my guilt has been borne in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. At 2 Corinthians 5:21, He hath made Him sin for me. He who knew no sin, that hanging upon that cross, the only way that you have mercy on me is if my sin has been forever paid for. The debt has been put away in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, if He's paid my debt, if He is my righteousness, that righteousness is imputed to me, Lord, then you can justly. Lord, you who are faithful. and just to forgive sin. God, be merciful to me. This is the attitude of a believer. This is the attitude of a man, a woman that Almighty God has called out of darkness. They know in whom they stand. They know that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that be in Christ Jesus. And they know that in their flesh there dwells no good thing. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 6:10, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. Jonathan Edwards, in closing, I read something that he wrote. He said, when I look into my heart and take a view of its wickedness, it looks like an abyss infinitely deeper than hell. A believer, a spiritual publican, is one that knows what he is in himself. And he sees in himself that it's in his flesh, there's no good thing. And by the grace of God, he will not stand before God and justify himself. He will not, by the grace of God, trust in himself. He got one hope. The way, the truth, and the life. And he knows that being found in Christ was not of my own doing, but of God are ye in Christ Jesus. The Lord puts his people there. I don't look to my will because my will is not free. My will is not free. My will is bound up in trespasses and sin. I'm a sinner. And if I have any hope before God, it's that God Almighty chose to show mercy to me and did it before the foundation of the world. That publican cried out, God, have mercy. Have mercy upon me. And the Lord said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Lord, for Christ's sake, have mercy on me.